These signs will accompany those who believe. We need to read the Acts of the Apostles in the life of St. Paul. And you will conclude that Paul is a believer. You will see in his actions these things, these signs that accompany one who believes. My brothers and sisters, there is this reality as Catholics. There is an uncomfortable reality in which we presume that it is the duty and obligation of religious priests, bishops, deacons to evangelize and no one else. This is not true. Vatican II and its documents about evangelization, about the vocation of the lay faithful in marriage and single life in the world, making it the entire church, the entire body of Christ's responsibility to evangelize. Do you feel inadequate to that task? You should. I feel inadequate to that task, and they sent me to school for 7 years before I was ordained. What can we glean from Paul today in order to speak to the fear of being inadequate? My brothers and sisters, see this encounter between Jesus and St. Paul. This encounter which St. Paul, in encountering Jesus, admits to us that he did not know who Jesus was. Who are you? Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're talking about. He does not know Jesus, and therefore cannot be a witness to him. The word apostle and witness are the same. If you feel inadequate, my brothers and sisters, to evangelize, then it is true, right? As I said, there are not many people who feel and judge themselves adequate to evangelize. And so how are we to evangelize? You do not have a pulpit. You don't get to preach each day. How will I evangelize? First and foremost, my brothers and sisters, you must know who Jesus is. And it's not, who is Jesus Christ? Well, the Catholic Catechism says this. I've memorized this definition. It's not what I'm speaking about. It's the first, the entrance antiphon. And St. Paul writing to Timothy, and he says, I know the one in whom I have my hope. How is Paul able to do such great and awesome things as an apostle, to go away from his home and to just to go and to be this witness? Well, one, it's because he knows the one who loves him. Where will you evangelize? You're not a professional evangelist. Where will you evangelize? In your places of work. In your home. Parents to their children. With your friends. You will evangelize. What does your evangelization look like? I don't know. But you better believe that it starts by you knowing who Jesus is. A bishop, a priest, a deacon, a religious brother or sister that does not know Jesus should not evangelize. My brothers and sisters, the whole attempt of your Christian faith and your work in prayer and faithfulness to God is to know the one who loves you and to be able to love him in return. If you know who Jesus is, then my brothers and sisters, you have a foundation to do the work of evangelization, which is the responsibility of every believer in the church. I say as Catholics, it's this unhealthy tension or this unhealthy kind of thing because we have professional clergy. A church that doesn't have professional clergy, they all understand it as their responsibility to do this. Would that the entirety of the Catholic Church feel that same burden of love to share their love for Jesus with others? And brothers and sisters, it starts there. There is no Catholic who should not know Jesus personally. Personally, to know him. To know Jesus is to know the Father. Philip, what does he say? Jesus, just show us the Father, and that'll be enough for us. For Jesus. He probably didn't have much hair after the year or the 3 years he spent with the apostles, you know, pulling it out. Philip, have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me? If you have seen me, Philip, you have seen the Father. Jesus is revealing the Father. It's not to know about Jesus. It's important. So they sent me to school for 7 years. That's why I got graded. Those were classes and content of information. But in those same 7 years, it was an intention for me to grow in my knowledge of who Jesus is, to know him personally. Not just to talk about and define his mercy, but to have experienced it and encountered it and can speak and witness to those who have received his mercy, to encourage and strengthen those who are fearful to seek his mercy. My brothers and sisters, think about it. You know Jesus. Should anyone be afraid to pursue his mercy? To which I should get a resounding shout from the people of God saying, not only no, Father, but heck no. Because I know his mercy. So, my brothers and sisters, on this day, this feast day in which we celebrate a man who did not know Jesus, who encounters him and comes to know him, on this day, we are reminded of that which is most essential, bearing witness to being an apostle, a witness of God in the world to evangelize. Know him. Not just about him, know him. Amen.